devil is a liar. And so is his mother-in-law. Amen. Lift up your hands. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, do something new in my life, in this house, in Ghana, today. Do something new in my life.
Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life.
He's
gone. Another day has come. Do something new in my life. Yesterday is gone. Another day has come.
Yeah.
Do something new.
Today, do something new in the life of our children, our families, our loved ones. Perfect everything that concerns us. Do something new in the life of this nation, in the life of our politicians. Do something new, in the life of the president, in the life of the opposition. Do something new in the life of our military, our police force, our security agents. Do something new in this nation. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Let me take the opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas in advance, and a prosperous and a happy new year. May the coming year, 2019, be our best year ever. I said, let it be our best year ever. In everything, in family, in health, in finance, in business, in ministry, in the affairs of nations, in our journeys, in our travel, by land, by air, by water, let it be our best year ever. Can I prophesy? 2019, since you were born, will be your best year ever. If you believe it, shout yes. Put your hands together and give God praise. You may be seated. You know, I've been interacting and relating to your pastor for some years now. And I've watched him very carefully. I've watched him very, very carefully. And I want to say to you that you have a good man. He loves God. Odonyami. Odonyami. He loves God and he's consistent. I've watched our relationship with him over the years. I relate to a lot of men of God in Ghana and outside Ghana. And I've watched my relationship with him. He's a very consistent person. Very consistent. And he's very focused. He's very focused. And he operates with soft power. Slow but sure. How many of you have been to Sredru? How many of you have been to Sredru? If you haven't been to Sredru, you are missing a miracle. The next time, you have to go to Sredru. I went there to dedicate the building and to sanctify and hallow the ground. That the grounds will be the meeting place between divinity and humanity. That angels will descend and ascend. The next time there is a program, you have to go there. You will come back with a miracle. Hallelujah. This place here, compared to Sredru, this place is tilapia. Sredru is a shark. This place is for a champion. Sredru is for the papa himself. Amen. In life, when it comes to your faith and what you believe in, you must always take a stand for it. It's very important to take a stand for what you believe. And you know, in life, not everything you do will be accepted by others. There will always be people who will disagree with you. You know, but that is what life is. Life is not that simple as people think. It's very complicated. When my children was growing up, at a point, they started dealing with going through all kinds of things. And I told them, welcome to the real life. When you're a kid, you don't understand life. When you start growing, you begin to face the complexities of life. And you begin to encounter the mysteries of life. And you will need the wisdom of God to demystify the mysteries of life. Say, I hear you. So, I love you. And I wanted to come share a little bit with you. Pastor have asked me to come around and share a little bit with you and pronounce a blessing over you before you cross to 2019. Now, I believe prophetically that 2019 is the year of the harvest. You will see the greatest harvest in life like you have never seen it before. Number two, at the same time, the enemy will also try to work, but let his agenda boomerang. Let the agenda of the enemy to sabotage the harvest backfire in the name of Jesus. Say, I command demonic, satanic agenda concerning 2019. In the name of Jesus, backfire, 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 backfire. In the name of Jesus, backfire. Say amen. Sit down for 2 minutes. There's a lot of power here. Ngusra will win. Enshira bi riba. Adumbi ba. After today, chains will break. Yokes will be destroyed. Burdens will be lifted. Listen, it is still not too late. If you had certain expectations from the beginning of the year and it hasn't happened yet, don't give up yet. It's still not too late. God can turn it around still. Hear me. God loves to perform miracles at the last minute. You see, if he does it when everybody is getting their miracles, it doesn't look glorious. But when all hope is gone and all channels and resources are exhausted, and when everybody thinks you are finished, you won't rise again, then suddenly, oh, somebody say suddenly. Suddenly. When it happens, everybody will recognize that as for this one, bad God. Somebody say, bad God. Now, those who are wishing your head, and those who have devised your head, and those who want you to be disgraced, to be disappointed, those who want to uncover your nakedness, those who are looking on information on you, those who want you to fall, in the name of Jesus, whatever they have planned for you, whatever evil they wish for you and your children and your household, let it return to them. Let it return to them. Somebody say, return to sender. In the name of Jesus. Any group of people who are waiting for you to die, let them die in the name of Jesus. Let them die in the name of Jesus. Hear me. Any group of people who want you to be disgraced, they want you to be discredited, let them be discredited. Let them be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. Any group of people who want you to be dishonored, let them be dishonored. Any group of people who want you to be disfavored, whoever they are, wherever they are, let them be disfavored. Any group of people who want to silence your voice in this world, in the land of the living, let their voices be silenced. Any group of people who are using money, power, access, influence, resources, contact to hurt you. Let them be denied of their power. Anybody who is using any weapon, any information to hurt you, let them be stripped of it. Let them be stripped of it. Command them to be stripped right now. Say, I strip them. I strip them. I strip them. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Sit down for 2 minutes. Between now and 31st and crossing to 1st of January 2019, any ambushment, any trap, any imminent danger, program in the womb of time against you by the superior blood of Jesus, I declare you will escape it. I said you will escape. Somebody say escape. In the name of Jesus. Say I escape. In the name of Jesus. If you believe me, shout, scream, give God the glory. Sit down for 2 minutes. Now, I want to talk to you for some few minutes. I have another meeting. But I want to say to you that you have no excuse if you fail in life. If you don't make it in life, it's your fault. In this life, whether you succeed or you fail, it depends on you. So obey you. So unye you. Esawara. Ejina osu. Tell somebody, don't blame God. I'm writing a book entitled, Don't Blame God. Don't blame God. Jesus was born in a manger. In a manger. And yet, from a manger, rose to the highest pinnacle in life. Your problem is not the color of your skin. Your problem is not who your mother is or who your father is or was. Your problem has nothing to do with where you were born or with the geographical location or surroundings or circumstances surrounding your birth. That's not your problem. Your problem is you. Your problem is your inability to discover what you have and your inability to deploy, engage, and to make use of what you have. Everybody has something. Tell somebody, I have something. Tell somebody else, you too, you have something. Onipa Bempo ni ohinie from onine my way
santi po
Monsieur Onipa
Bebo Ani O
Ohinye
Etramapo.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Etiamoni.
Jesus Christ Onye
Asotipo
Opportunity. After today, you shall recover. In Jesus' name. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Tell somebody, you have a measure of faith. I hear people say, I don't have faith. I don't have faith. You have faith. You have a measure of faith. Whether your faith will be small faith, great faith, little faith, shipwreck faith, weak faith, or small faith has all to do with what you do with what you have. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you keep hearing the word of God, your faith will increase and your faith will grow. If you have a measure of faith and you don't feed your faith will die. Your faith can die. Your faith can become shipwreck. Your faith can become kashioko. Your faith can be weak. But if you feed it, your faith that is small, a measure of faith can increase and can become big and great. That lady sitting there, yeah, wake up. Amen. When you see somebody snoring and sleeping, wake them up. When you see people sleeping during the preaching of the word, it's because the devil is trying to steal their blessing. So be your brother's keeper. Don't let the devil steal anybody's blessing around you. Amen. The Bible said in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and all things was made by the word, and there was nothing made that was made without the word. So in this life, if you have the word of God, you have everything. If you have the word, you can create. You can create anything if you have the word. But if you don't have the word, you have nothing. You have nothing. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Because if you have the word, anything is possible to him that have the word. Say, I hear you.
Amen.
All things was created by the word. And there was nothing that was created without the word that was created. And all things are held by the word. So if you have the word, anything is possible. That's what the devil wants you to have everything, but he doesn't want you to have the word. The Bible said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. When the devil came to Jesus and tempted him, the word was in Jesus. And Jesus referred the devil to the word and said, it is written. And when he said it is written, and the devil heard what was written, the Bible said, and the devil leaveth him for a season. If you have the word, and if you refer the devil to the word, he will leaveth you. How many of you want the devil to leave you? then get hold of the word. Because if you have the word, he will leave you. And the word became flesh. After today, let the word of the Lord become flesh in your life. Say yes.
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
Sit down for 2 minutes. He that hath the word hath all things. The Bible said, thy word is a lamp to my feet. Thy word is a light to my path. The word is a light and is a lamp. The Bible said in the beginning the earth was void and darkness had covered the face of the deep. Then the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters, and God spoke, and God said, let there be light. And there was
light.
Let there be light in your life.
Light.
Let there be light in Ghana.
Light.
Let there be light on the political scene.
Light.
Let there be light on the religious scene. Let there be light on the financial scene. Let there be light in your dwelling. Let there be light in our churches. Let there be light in your family. Let there be light in your marriage. Let there be light in your business. Let there be light. Sit down for 2 minutes. When you have the word, all things are. Tell somebody, get the word. Have the word.
Possess the word.
Eat the word.
Tell
somebody, eat the scroll. Eat the scroll. The Bible said in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law. Can you put it on the screen? You don't have that system? I'll get it for you. Say, this book of the law
shall not
depart out of thy mouth. Which means anytime you open your mouth, the word of God must proceed out of your mouth. So your mouth is a carrier and a vehicle of the word. When you open your mouth, you shouldn't just be saying anything. When people hear you, they must hear the word. Amen? Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And by thy words, thou art justified. And by thy words, thou art condemned. Now, Proverbs 6:2. Thou art snared by thy words. Thou art taken into captivity by thy word. So whenever you speak, if you are not speaking the word of God, you are in trouble. Whenever you speak, you are speaking two things. Anytime you open your mouth to speak, you are speaking two things. You are speaking life or you are speaking death. See, that is saying, because you see, if you don't speak the word, anytime you open your mouth, the devil will compel you to speak what you are seeing and to speak what you are hearing and to speak what you are feeling. Three things. Anytime people speak, they are either speaking what they are seeing, what they are hearing, or what they are feeling. I refuse to be moved by what I see, what I hear, or what I feel. When the 12 spies went into the promised land, in Numbers 13:33, the Bible said, look at me, the Bible said, they said, there is your promised land. Your promised land. Do you know that every one of you have a promised land? Do you know every one of you, God has a promise and a life, a plan, a promise and a plan for your life? I'm telling you. Every one of you here. Nobody is here by accident. Tell somebody, you are not an accident. Tell somebody, you are not a mistake. Tell somebody, you are here for such a time like this. Tell somebody, you are on assignment. You are not here by chance. You are not here by chance. The reason why you haven't died, when everything has tried to kill you, and you have been unkillable and undiable, is because God has a plan for your life. Numbers 13:33. Listen.
Numbers 13:33. We saw the Nephilim there.
We saw what?
Nephilim. There, the descendant of Nag came from the Nephilim. We seems like grasshoppers in our own eyes.
I don't like your translation. What translation is that? NIV. Enkanukware. He said, there we saw giants. Giants. The sons of Anak. And we were in our eyes as grasshoppers. So were we in their eyes. How do you see yourself? Because the impression and the revelation you have of yourself will determine how you act, and the way you carry yourself, and the way you perceive yourself, and the way you treat you and you define you will determine how your enemy sees you and define you. They said, we were in our own eyes as what? As what? Come on, talk to me. As what? And because they saw themselves as grasshoppers, how did the giant see them? So you can't blame people for seeing you as a grasshopper. Because the reason why that lady sitting by you sleeping, you see, you can't act like grasshopper and expect me to see you as a giant. Hello? You see yourself as grasshopper, even though you have a promise. You see, what matters is not you. What matters is your promise. And instead of you to keep your eyes on the promise, you are looking at yourself. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Are you hearing me? I may be around and I don't have money in my pocket, but you never know. Are you hearing me? You never know. I will carry myself like I'm loaded. Are you hearing me? Hear me. Rich people and people who have money, they don't give money to broke people. No. I learned something when I was young. I've known people with money many parts of my life, many years of my life. And I made a lot of mistakes. Mr. Gentleman, don't let the devil steal your blessing on you. Watch this. And this is the mistake I learned. As I was coming up, I met a lot of rich people. And I got tempted to ask them for money and help. And when I asked them for money, they stopped respecting me and honoring me. And some of them don't even return my calls. They wouldn't deal with me. And as I began to grow, I realized that when you need money from somebody who has money, and you go to him to support a project, you must always bring to them a cause, something bigger than yourself, a project, a cause. And when you go to them, don't ask them to put their money in it. No. Tell them, this is a project. It will benefit people. It will improve on the society. It will do things for many. I myself have raised 500,000. I'm left with 500,000, and I want you to consider making some contribution to this project. If you tell him that you yourself has put something in it, and you want him also to put something in it, he will consider it. But if you come and tell him, I have this plan, and I need 1 million, and you, whose plan it is, you haven't put in anything in it, he won't put anything in it. So before you ask somebody, anytime people come to me, Papa, I have this dream, I have this vision, I need so much, can you talk to somebody to help me? The first thing I ask them is, how much have you raised yourself? When they say nothing, I said, nothing you shall have. If you don't believe in the thing yourself, why do you expect me to go and talk to somebody to believe in something you don't believe in? Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be. If the thing is your treasure, you must put something into it. So don't tell me to go and talk to somebody when you yourself haven't put something on the table. And that is what life is. I had a friend of mine, a multi-millionaire, years ago. Many, many years ago, he came to see me. And after the service, he said, Nick, I want to help you. He said, I want to give you $1 million. And I want you to pay me back without interest after 1 year. I said, thank you. Then he said, tell me what you will do with the money. Mami, what will you do? And some of you have a microphone. And she said, no. So he said, what will you do with the $1 million? This was about 30 something years ago. And I said to him, let me think about it. As soon as I said, let me think about it, you know what he told me? He said, no, I'm not giving you my money. I said, why? I want to think about it. He said, if you have to think about what you will do with $1 million now, and you don't know what you'll do with $1 million, and you are now going to think about it, you are not ready for $1 million. I won't give it to you. Let me see who that thing I'm going. Bonnie Ben, I'm here. And I'm a knee. So he gave me a gift of $100,000. But he said, you won't give me $1 million. Huh? According to your faith, it shall be done unto you. You know what I learned from that day? From that day, I started having plans for different projects. $500,000 project, $1 million project, $2 million project. If you like, tempt me with $10 million. I'll give you a plan. You know why? You know why people run into trouble? That's why if somebody lay hands on you, pour oil on your head, and say you will get $1 million as a result of pouring oil on your head, it's a game. Don't believe in those nonsense. Because God is not going to give you something you haven't developed capacity to handle. Yeah. There are levels in life. You don't just come to church or come for shenkom or suffer shenkom. Then you watch him come here. Upia bontia na $1 million by nyenis ha. Onyami onyansini. What? God is a businessman. God, the God we serve is a God of plan. He's a God of objectivity. He's a God of design. He's a God of productivity. He's a God of creativity. See, I hear you. So you must develop capacity. Say, develop capacity. For a thing. And you'll be qualified for it. So hear me. If you haven't handled $1 million before, and I give you $5 million, I have destroyed you. That's it. Listen. If you want to destroy somebody, give them something they can't handle. They'll destroy themselves. Simple. The president of Russia said something. And when I read it, immediately my reaction was very negative. And I was very upset with him. How dare you insult the leaders of Africa? This is what he said. But I thought about it later, and I realized that he had a point. He said, Africa is a cemetery. And when I saw it, I was very upset. I said, how dare you insult my Africa? And he said, the leaders of Africa, when they get money, they don't develop Africa with the money. And they don't keep their money in Africa. They take it to Dubai or Europe and keep the money there. Number two, they send their children to school abroad and not Africa. Three, when they are sick, they don't use their hospitals in Africa because they haven't developed and equipped it. So they go outside to take care of themselves. And they buy houses outside. And they keep the money outside. And they invest the money outside. But when they die, they bury them in Africa. When I thought about that, my anger ran away from me. I said, no. I attempt the DNC no quality room. And you know why? This is the reason why. If you want to destroy anybody, when I was a young preacher, I was given an opportunity to preach in America at a big church, a big platform. And I knew I was not ready to stand on that platform. It was big, big opportunity, but I wasn't ready. Then Idahosa gave me some keys and told me how I should operate. I didn't listen. I felt that I was very young at that time. That means you were shipa. Na musrano, ne wopa, nensu na nyansam batahum. You see, it's one thing to be anointed. And it's another thing to have wisdom to handle the anointing. Now, it's one thing to have the word of God dwelling in you richly. But it's another thing to have wisdom to apply the word. I didn't listen to him. I went and I stood on the platform and I delivered heaven. And things were happening. And at a point, people started getting up and leaving. You know why? America, no. and yet the same or how. Wamunamunya misumu is within a time. In this year, my platform, no, near my microphone, no, near see 45 minutes, 45 minutes. 45 minutes, chem, na se, abofukra bademwa. Ombe kofi. Mamu nye papa. Into your papa catch them and say, time no, the amount. Ye juma within that time no. Almost I'm a baby, menfino. Time no pa hum, na organo bot, na me fire. Na organo bot, na me fire. Na time no chain. I've been uncle for a show on watch. No, I'm sure I'm stinging an animal in few one. Because now who's running war, huh? Now you're to me, yeah, Juma. How do you do, baby? No, my friend, I said, no, we have found a bag, no, cop. We have found a bag, no, cop. I'm saying, I knew you. Every one, Mama invited me, baby. They invited me after 20 years. You know why? I was anointed, but I wasn't wise. I was anointed, but I wasn't mature. I was anointed, but I didn't have wisdom. I was anointed, but I wasn't groomed. I wasn't trained. I didn't have a coach to coach me, and the coach I have, I didn't listen to him. In life, some guy came to see me from another African country. He's running for president, and he came to see me for prayer. So I asked him, who is your political father? He said he doesn't have any. I'm going to say, what father? You don't have a political father. And they will cry no what? Ubebre. Oso nyamia kasa missing minimum. Nyamia kasa means who he have coach. You need a political father. You need somebody who has been there before, and somebody who has influence and have connections in the party to broker deals for you. You don't just get up and become president. You need somebody who can work the grounds for you. Agrono e wa fom into nim fom wa e di jao. Hear me. You have a measure of faith. Matthew 25, listen to a parable. A man was traveling to a far country. He called his servants. To one he gave 5 talents. The talents here represents money. The name of their money in those days, like our money in cities, the name of their money was talents. So talents are not abilities. I hear people say, everybody must have a talent. A talent is money. So one was given 5 talents. Today, market price is about $50,000. To another was given 2 talents, $25,000. To another was given 1 talent, 50% of $25,000. And the one that had, and listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says, 5 to 1, everyone was given talents according to their several abilities. Say abilities. Say your ability determines your supply. I have a lot of children of different ages. I'm not going to give you my car if you don't have a license and you are not trained for it. I won't give it to you. sisters who are not married, when the brothers come to you and they start rapping you, and after they finish rapping you, they tell you, I will marry you. And after they tell you, I'll marry you, next thing the one says, ask him, where is your license? Tell that handsome man or young man that you can't drive this car without a license. And what is the license? Doing the right thing. See your father, your mother, your parents, do all the right things. And let him get a license. And after he gets the license, he can drive the car. If you let him drive the car without a license, after driving the car, he doesn't need a license anymore. So if you say, let's go and see my father and mother, you say, for what? No need. Because I know what I have. And I stay with what I have. And hear me. I don't care how gifted you are and how successful you are and what you are doing. It is using what you have that has given you what you have. Hear me. Tell somebody that what you have will bring to you what you don't have. The Bible says, a man or a woman's gift shall make room for him. Hear me? A man's gift shall what? A man's gift? Do you know you have a gift? Tell somebody, you have a gift. Yes, 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 yes. Catch Obi said, who will be B? And should it be one same? Fire BB. You see, the difference between the European and the white witchcraft and the African witchcraft. Abrofu beye no, omu de ya de pa. Ebibimem beye no, ya de sadie. I don't know what you mean, sir. We are suspect, Anna. If you have been one, come on. Ni papa baby any ho. Oma se ubiya. Oye ni papa pa. Kufi wa bibiya se. If you be oha, uku si dan oha. Ombe kum. Kachu obi se ade. Boni ben ye ye. Many years ago, when I was a young preacher coming up, there was a guy called Dan Abrebese. He was a Christian. Youngest principal secretary in those days. He used to work under my auntie, Mary Grant. She was then Minister of Health under PNDC. And one day, Dan came to church. He used to go to Rich Church, but he would visit me every now and then. I said, Dan, anytime you are traveling, let me know. Was he okay? The following week, my auntie called me and said, Dan is dead. And I said, how? Then I found out what happened. He went to the village to break down a madhouse. Madhouse. Three my friends. In Takwami down. In Takwami dying. Or something, no, I can't say no. So I didn't mean TV though. In Takwami dying. Akwawe wa being. Uninform. So when he went to the village to break down the Intakwami dying, and I'm bringing for the friend and say, hey, I did with the Mbubu, Janice, Pastor Sifufro, Nisi Bibi Mabrewa. Don't touch it, leave it like that. Find a land and build for your mother. He didn't listen. He said, my mother can't live in a madhouse. I live in Accra. And he broke it down. Then he built. When he finished roofing it and finished, he was going to Takoradi for a program. He saw crocodile crossing the street. And he was dodging the crocodile, had an accident. He was the only one who died. Nobody in the car died. Any evil tree in your father's house and your mother's house, in the name of Jesus, let it fall. Let it fall. Anyone that destroys good people in your house, anyone that destroys good things in your father's house, in your mother's house, I engage the sword of the Lord. I deploy the sword of the Lord to cut them down. Clap your hands and say, cut them down. In the name of Jesus, cut them down. Put your hands together and say, cut them down, Lord. Cut them down. 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 Amen. Sit down for 2 minutes. The man that had five used it, got more. Five in addition. The one that had two got it, used it, got two more. The one that had one buried it. I want you to look at me. Tell somebody, take your eyes off my blessing.
Take your eyes off my blessing.
Can you dream? Hey, you will need 3 minutes here. Tell somebody, take your eyes off my pot. You know what the problem is? Instead of you concentrating on what you have and using what you have and doing something with what you have, we get distracted and we are always looking at what somebody else has. And we are focusing on somebody's gift and we don't do anything about ours. And if you don't use yours, you will never have what you don't have. It's what you have that brings you what you don't have. And if you don't do something with what you have, you won't go anywhere in life. Hear me. What you feed grows the most. What you don't feed dies. A couple came to see me the other day and they said, Papa, we don't feel love for one another anymore. We don't feel the love. I mean, you don't feel the love? Okay, let's talk. Now, Missy, what have you been feeding the most in your life? At the time all of them finished talking, I told them, I said, I've been there before, so can I talk to you? I have experience. Now, Missy, you know what your problem is? Your problem is simple. You are feeding everything else, and you have ignored your relationship. And because you have ignored it, everything you are feeding is doing well. And what you have ignored is dying. Because what you feed grows. And what you ignore and you starve dies. If you don't exercise as you are growing, your body will become stiff. You won't be flexible. But if you exercise, if you walk, and you do something with your movements, it is said that if you walk 10,000 steps a day, you add some more years to your years. I think about 10 years. If you get 10,000 steps a day. So I do 10,000 steps a day. You need it to add more years to your years. If you don't move, your body becomes stiff as you are growing. So when you bend, because you are not moving. And say, yeah, And some of you, you eat a fufu, a bunubunu, benku. In the night, 10 p.m., 12 p.m., we are no akoda, ne jina uyim. But then I was around the pause, in your ear. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for the lack of what? Knowledge. What you don't know is what kills you. You can't be ignorant. You need light. In life, if you have light and you can see that there is a snake lying here and you have other alternative, will you pass where the snake is? But if it's dark, there is no light, you can't see. A snake can be lying, and you go and pass there, and the snake will bite you. May you have light from today. Now, let me finish. The Bible said, to him that has shall more be given, but to him that have not, even what he has shall be taken. You know why? The rich are becoming richer and the poor poorer. People who don't use what they have will never have. That's the principle. If you don't do something with what you have, you will never have anything in life. And wishing and desiring to have is not enough. Are you hearing me? If wishes and desires can give you what you want, I would have built airport in the air because I can dream, I can imagine things. But imagination, dream, desires are not enough. You must do something with what you have. So do something. And hear me, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. If you do something with what you have, where you are, what you have will bring people to where you are to take you to where you must be. Hear me. Jesus was born in a manger. Is that correct? His star shined. And wise men came from the east and brought gifts. If your star shines, wise men and women will come to you from everywhere. Are you hearing me? Oh, yes. Shine. Start where you are. The Bible said that when Lot was separated from Abraham, God spoke to Abraham and said, now, say now. Today is that now. And listen to what he said. Now, lift up thine eyes from where thou art. From where? From where? Did he say you should go to America? Go to Europe? Dubai? But where? From where? From where? Simple. So ask for God. He can bless you from where you are. He said, lift up thine eyes from where thou. And he said, look. Say, look. From where you are. To the north. To the east. The north. The east. The west. The south. From where you are. And he, listen to what he said. He said, I want you to look as far as your eyes can see. Have I given unto you? Somebody say, as far as your eyes can see, you can possess it. But here, listen. Listen. The Bible says, when Lot was separated from Abraham. Do you know the meaning of the word Lot? Lot means a veil. Say a veil. Say a veil. You know what a veil is? Let me show you what a veil is. You see these hankies? When they use it to cover your face, you've been veiled so you can't see. There are some people in your life, they are a veil. And unless they leave you, you will never see. You will never see what is possible from where you are. You can go to Abrochire. As long as you are veiled, you won't see anything. I'm telling you. I stay here. I get invitations all over the world. Some of the invitations, they send a private jet to come pick me. I'm telling you. They send a private jet and it will come and land at Kotoka. Pick me and take me. I finish preaching and the jet will bring me back. Now hear me. Hear me. When I was young, even 5-10 years ago, I didn't have that privilege. And I'll tell you why. You can't demand unless you are in demand. Tell somebody, you can't demand. Unless you are in demand. If I don't need your services, I don't care how anointed you are. You can't make a demand when you are not in demand. But when you are in demand, then you can make a demand. When I lived in America many years ago, I used to preach everywhere, Bishop Jakes. I preach in places. And when you see the offering they give me, you have to pray in the spirit. When you look at the offering, you have to intercede. And so, Nyami, hey, Name Yini. See now, these days, I go and preach in those same places. I don't preach anything different from what I used to preach before. Same. When I finish the preaching, hey. Some places, even after they give me a heavy offering, they will say, Archbishop, are you pleased? Are you pleased? Because if you are not, we can add more to it. Then I say, oh, don't worry. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Sit down for 2 minutes. What am I saying? Everybody has something. Obia will be bio. What do you want to know? Who will be bio? Nanzu unhu ye. Obunzama fra weni. Nti unhu adiena wono. En a wushu obi diye. Nanzu unzu krabibi. Simple. I know what I have. And I've stayed with it. I've stayed with it. And people have convinced me to move to the left and the right. Nanzu unhu. Stay with what I have. There are people who have attacked me, attacked my message. Preachers in this country and all over the world. They attack me, they attack my message, they speak ill. I don't mind them. I just stay focused. And years after, the very messages they attack me for preaching and the things I stood for, now they are going through things in life. All of them have come to the same message they attacked me on. And when I hear them, I laugh. And I thank God I didn't give up on what God gave me. You have something. When Moses got to the Red Sea and he saw the Red Sea and Pharaoh coming after him with 3,000 footmen, 3,000 horsemen, he cried. He said, Euradie! Euradie. I asemaba. Ewurade gye. Ewurade ye bibi. Then the Lord said, Moses, pull yourself together. What is your problem? He said, the Red Sea. I need help. Someone say, help.
Help.
Someone say, Lord.
Lord.
Help.
Help.
And the Lord said, Moses. Say, Moses.
Moses.
He said, what do you have? What do you have in your hands? He said, a rod. Say, a rod. A rod. Lift up your hands. Say, a rod, a rod, a rod. Say, a rod. Listen to what the Lord said. The Lord said, Moses, the answer is the rod. I'm not sending you anything new from heaven. That old rod is enough. Use the rod. Church, you have something. Now, in conclusion, let me say this. You remember the prophet's wife? The prophet who died, Obadiah's wife. The wife went to the prophet, Elisha, and said, your servant is dead. You won't die and leave death for your children. Every death in your life, I command it to be settled. Settled by the blood of Jesus. Say divine settlement. In the name of Jesus. Sit down for 2 minutes. I see God putting keys in some people's hands. Somebody say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Say, I take possession of keys, solutions to unresolved issues. Say, I take possessions of the keys of knowledge. Sit down for 2 minutes. Do you know when you have a key, you don't knock? You know that? When you have a key, you don't knock. When you have a key, what do? You open. From today, you won't knock at any door. From today, you will open. Sit down for 2 minutes. Tell somebody, I take possessions of the keys of revelation. I take possessions of the keys of illumination. And say, in the name of Jesus, I insulate the keys in the blood of Jesus. Sit down for 2 minutes. The prophet's wife came and said, prophet, 2 Kings 4, 1 to 7. 2 Kings 4, 1 to 7. Read it when you go home. But listen to me. I'm true. I'm finished. Look at me. Look at me. She said, I'm broke. You know why you are broke? I'll tell you why you are broke. You are broke because of a few things. One, you are broke because you don't know what you have. Two, you are broke because you don't know what to do with what you have. You are broke because you are not doing anything with what you have. Hear me. Say, the right brothers. They invented aircraft. You see, plane. How many of us sat in a plane before? Wave at me. Sat in a plane before? Those of you who haven't sat in a plane before, from today, you sit in a plane. And the plane will be saved in the name of Jesus. Sit down for 2 minutes. The Wright brothers who invented aircraft, they were the sons of Bishop Wright. Bishop Wright. It was his sons who invented aircraft. Your children will invent things. Your children are blessed. Your children will be great and mighty on earth. They will not die prematurely. They will bring you honor and not shame. Say yes. Say yes. Sit down for 2 minutes. The woman came to the prophet and said, "Prophet, now hear me. This is what prophets do. Prophets don't give you money. And prophets don't solve your problem. Prophet gives you direction. And when you follow the akwanchere, you get results." So he came and he said, Odifo, Sheminkom. Oh, and Crawford Pesso Sheminkom. So the prophet said, "What do you have in your house?" She said, "If I have something in my house that could solve my problem, I wouldn't have come to you. Into Sheminkom." The prophet said, "Hey, mommy, the answer to your problem is in your house." Tell somebody, the solution is in your house. Yeah. Is there? God has given everybody something to make a way out and to solve your problem. You know what your problem is? Jesus said, "Eyes have they, but they see not." The answer is in the house. The woman said, "Odifo, I don't know the matter. I don't know the miyagro. Me see, me here, and come say. Come in, come. Asim atome, me here moa." And Odifo said, "Hey, mommy. Me say, Edien, I won't fear. What do you have in the house?" She said, "A little cruse of oil." That's what the problem is. We don't respect the little. We want the big one. But the prophet said, the big one is in the small little cruse of oil. Watch this. When Jesus wanted to feed over 5,000 people, do you know how he did it? There was a young man with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. So when they saw it, they said, "What can 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread do in feeding all these thousands?" But it is not the little or the size. It is what God can do with it. It is what God can do when somebody has faith. When somebody applies faith. When somebody believes. God can do anything with the little. I came to announce to somebody today, God wants to do something with your life. God wants to do something with you. God wants to do something with your little. Sit down for 2 minutes. I'm through. I'm going to pray, number one, that the veil which has veiled you will be destroyed. The next time I see you, you will have a testimony. Sit down for 2 minutes. Listen, I've been preaching for 41 years. I don't play with people's life. I don't joke. I'm not a joker. I'm a very serious person. Because I've come from nowhere to somewhere. I've come from nowhere to somewhere. A lot of people didn't believe in me. A lot of people didn't give me a chance in life. That's why I give your pastor and other people a chance. Because if some people believe in me and they gave me a chance, I would have been better than I am today. Hear me? Sit down for 2 minutes. There are some people, they only give you a chance when they see you going somewhere. But the people you must never forget in your life are the people who believe in you and give you a chance when you didn't look like somebody going anywhere. When you become somebody, don't forsake and never forget them. Because you see, in this life, it's not only what you have, but it's the one that saw what you have. When you didn't even know who you were and what you had, and gave you opportunity and helped you to discover what you have and gave you opportunity to do something with it. That person you must never despise, because if you do, it will bring a curse on you. The Bible says, curse is every man who repays good with evil. And a lot of people in this life are successful, but they are under a curse. They are successful, but I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people, believers, unbelievers, preachers, prophets, ministers, politicians. I know a lot of people very successful, but under a curse. Because they have forgotten who helped them and where they came from. And they have forgotten, like the 10 lepers, to show gratitude to the vessel and the vehicle and the instrument who helped them to get to where they are. And when you are that kind, you are under a curse. It's just a matter of time.